Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, yes, indeed. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It's a gorgeous day. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just taking a moment here because I am just gazing out the official weather window here, and it's sunny, and the grass and flowers and trees, and the humidity is relatively low, and the temperature is pretty comfortable. It's just a good day. It's a good day to get outdoors if you can. Open a window, at least. Some bizarre things happening in the legal world, right? The president's felonious son, Fredo Biden, Hunter Biden, has now pled guilty to all of those charges. I assume that's just so we can speed up the pardoning process. The judge up in New York says, I'm not going to sentence President Trump after all. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. And when it comes to legal issues, as you know, I have exactly one person that I trust. Former federal prosecutor, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno. Counselor, welcome, my friend.
Jeff, certainly enough to keep us lawyers occupied these days.
I'll tell you, do you guys just sit around and read this like it's a, you know, like it's a Brad Thor novel? Like, oh, you're not going to believe what happens in chapter two.
We go a few days without any kind of coverage of a big issue, a major thing that requires commentary, and then that changes. Maybe we might get a few days at a time, and that's about it.
So let's start with Hunter, because he was guilty. I'm sorry, he was not guilty. I didn't do it. Nothing happened. Joe Biden says that Hunter's the smartest man that he knows, and now not so much.
You know, this ultimate son of privilege, this guy that has had everything handed to him his entire life and has squandered it, couldn't even take his lumps with honor, right? I mean, even after botching the deal last summer, which was an incredible deal, and he got greedy and he wanted more and he blew it. Then he makes the government waste the last year prepping evidence and flying in witnesses. And then the morning of trial marches in and says, you know what? Not only am I changing my plea, I want a special kind of plea where I get to still say I'm innocent, but get the benefit of not having a trial. So, you know, what an absolute mess. And you know what? I give credit to the judge in Los Angeles because he said, you know what? I'm not giving you that special plea. Either you plea guilty with no conditions or we go to trial today. And he called Hunter's bluff, and that's what happens.
So he went in there and explained it to him, this Alford plea, right? That's what it is, where you go in and go, look, I'm saying I didn't do it, but, you know, the prosecution has all this evidence. They're probably going to be able to convict me, but I still get to say I didn't do it. That's what he wanted, right?
That's right. It's a special creation from the Supreme Court from the 1970s. It's quite rare. It's this unique situation where you kind of say, you know, I'll accept the fact that a jury would have found me guilty, even though I say I'm not guilty, yep, and I reserve my right to appeal. The thing is, it has to get approved by the Justice Department and at the very high levels of the Justice Department, possibly even the Attorney General himself. So to march in there, so no one in that courtroom had the power to approve that on the spot, which means what he wanted was to go in there, drop this bomb, and then it would have taken weeks for this to reach the heights of the Justice Department. So this was really, really shameless.
So the judge, you say, calls his bluff and says, well, you can plead guilty or we go to trial today.
Exactly. So basically what Hunter did now, he pled guilty with no deal in place. Jeez. No arrangement about what sides would argue for what his punishment should be. So he made what's called a naked plea, which anybody is entitled to plead guilty, right? I mean, so that's what he's got. And now his sentencing is sometime in December. So, and that, of course, follows his sentencing on the gun case, which he was convicted of a few months ago. So he's got two sentencings now on the calendar.
Now, Joe Moreno is joining us, former federal prosecutor, most brilliant legal mind that is out there. Hunter Biden, as we all know, Hunter Biden is going to be pardoned. I don't care what his daddy says. This is going to be the ultimate in the privilege pie. He's going to get the whole freaking pie. He'll get the pardon at some point. We all know that. Will he do any time in jail? Can this judge in L.A. say, you know what, I'm moving up sentencing to 4 o'clock this afternoon. Take him now.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Now.
That's difficult. I mean, there's a long tradition of giving people time between a conviction and sentencing. They pull together supporting witnesses and, you know, evidence of why the court should be lenient.
Yeah.
It would be very aggressive and unusual for a judge to do that and would open himself up to appeal or some kind of complaint. So I think that could be a problem.
Okay.
But look, I mean, I think if there was any doubt at all about a pardon, I think that doubt should be extinguished once Joe Biden is not running for president anymore. So he's got really nothing to lose.
Exactly.
So absolutely. Of course he's going to do it. And he'll do it in a way where a pardon, not only do you not serve any jail time, the conviction is completely wiped from your record.
Oh.
So you can run around saying, you know what, I'm a completely innocent guy. I've never been convicted of anything. It's really, really an incredible power for a president to use, or in this case, abuse, if in fact he does what we all think he's going to do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's incredible. All right. Now, we're talking about sentencing. Our friend Judge Juan Merchan in New York, we all thought, okay, he wants the perp walk for President Trump out to Rikers, and now, no, he's putting it off.
Yeah, something else, right? So keep in mind, this case was absolute nonsense. It really was. Any honest analyst of this case will tell you this case was complete garbage.
Okay.
And I think that Judge Merchan, he ruled in favor of the prosecution every chance he could get. Every important decision that had to be made, Merchan ruled for Alvin Bragg and the prosecutors.
Right.
So I think what's happened now is I think Merchan would have loved to sentence Donald Trump before the election.
Right.
And what happened, the problem now is because of the Supreme Court's immunity ruling a few months ago, which, by the way, the defense had been yelling about for months, saying we should hold off on the trial until the Supreme Court rules. And Merchan says, nope, we're going forward. So now he's got this problem. Because what do you do with this immunity ruling? Because, again, it's not just the fact that presidential acts are immune, but it's any evidence that comes from there. And the prosecution made a big deal about evidence, like when Trump was president and he spoke to Hope Hicks and he tweeted out information. And the prosecution made a big deal about that evidence and said it was devastating, was the quote they used in their closing argument. So now Merchan would have to say with a straight face, none of that evidence was necessary. It was harmless error. And I don't know if he can say that. So I think what happened here is that he knew that would have been a bridge too far for him to say, you know what, the trial is intact, I'm going to sentence Trump. And just like he would have liked to give him bad news before the election, I don't think he wanted to give Trump good news before the election. So that's why I think he kicked it to November. And now my guess is he's going to have to just kind of eat crow and say, you know what, I'm declaring a mistrial, and if Bragg wants to, you know, bring it again, that's his decision.
All right. Well, let's bring it to your neck of the woods up there in Northern Virginia and D.C. Judge Chutkan, where is she with this other trial?
This is another hyper-aggressive judge when it comes to Donald Trump. But I think, once again, her hands are tied as well because of, again, this immunity ruling. So every piece of evidence in that case has to be argued whether it can be excluded because of the immunity ruling, which means that that's going to go on for months. And either side can appeal it, depending on how Judge Chutkan rules. And that can go all the way back to the Supreme Court. So this trial is not happening anytime soon. And I think she acknowledged reality, which was, you know, look, I can hold hearings, and maybe I can squeeze out some dirt about Donald Trump between the next couple of months with respect to these immunity hearings. But there's no way a trial is actually happening. I mean, people are saying early next year. I think it could be years if this case ever goes to trial. There's a tremendous number of complications here.
Wow. Well, you know, here's the good news, Joe, and I want to leave it on this note. At least none of these trials, none of these prosecutions have cost the taxpayers even a nickel. That's the very, very positive piece of this.
You know, I think the cost is awful, but I really think, too, what's even worse is the fact that these prosecutors have made, they haven't even tried to hide the fact that they're using the power of their office to attack a political enemy, in this case, Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg did it. Letitia James did it, both up in New York. Fani Willis is doing it down in Georgia. It is absolutely disgraceful. And if it can be done to Warren Plessner, it can be done to anyone. It's a very, very dangerous misuse of the law. And I hope that we call this out and this kind of thing does not happen going forward.
Joe, I know that you are headed to, as you always do, serve others and help protect our nation. So I don't want to keep you any longer except to say, could you please give everybody the website and the social media presence for you?
Jeff, it's josephmoreno.com, Joseph Moreno on X. And, you know, like I say all the time, don't take what you hear for granted on the mass media. And please go out and vote. This election is so important. So even if you think you're in a state that doesn't matter because it's blue or red, it's so important. Every vote counts.
There's no doubt about it. Joe, I thank you for being here. That is Joe Moreno. Joe is a former federal prosecutor, absolutely brilliant, brilliant man, devoted husband, devoted father, still serves our nation as part of the United States Army Reserve. He's just he's an all-around solid guy. He's the sort of guy that I'm hoping we're going to bring in for politics and pints at some point. No, seriously, I think it would be great to have Joe up on stage to talk about some stuff. Now, we're doing our next iteration of politics and pints coming up on, what is it, October the 16th? I don't want you to miss out on this. It's a Wednesday evening. Kicks off right at 6 o'clock. And it's me, it's John Reed, Brian Kilmeade is coming back, Dana Lash is coming in. It'll be a great time, and the tickets will sell out. I'm not trying to threaten anyone. I'm not trying to make you feel like, oh, my gosh. No, it's just the reality. We're basing it on what's happened every single time we've done it. It always sells out. So the only way to get tickets, WRVA.com. I would urge you to get there now. This is the last Politics and Pints right before the presidential election. Boy, have we got one or two or ten things we're going to be talking about. Again, the only place to get your tickets, WRVA.com. 415 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.